Bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle. COP21 is around the corner. It is yet unclear what shape the planned mobilizations may take after last week's tragic attacks in Paris and the state of emergency declared by the French government. However, French campaigners have already said that their struggle for climate justice will not stop. And thousands of people from around the world are still determined to get to Paris and are hoping to still make happen and participate in the multitude of grassroots activities, workshops, meetings, actions and events that have been planned in the French capital over the last few months. To get to Paris, some will easily hop on a car, coach, train or plane, or even a bike, and reach France. Others are simply being denied entry. Mobility is a big issue in our globalized world. Freedom of movement is heavily determined by the color of our skin, the money in our pockets, and the lottery of where we were born. No matter the horrors people are escaping from, their mobility and hopes for a safer life are mercilessly curtailed by the same powers that are creating those horrors. Mobility also refers to the transport systems our societies are organized around. Transport is a hot potato when we talk about climate change, being responsible for 22% of energy-related greenhouse emissions worldwide. The transport trends and systems that fuel and dominate affluent economies and lifestyles need to be seriously challenged. We are literally being choked to death on our streets by the fumes of an ever-increasing number of cars and lorries. And communities are being destroyed by yet more airport expansion and road-building programs. A few weeks ago, the world was outraged by Volkswagen's cynical deceit about vehicle emissions. Yet, few question the car-centric culture governments and corporations are pushing on us as part of a package of extreme energy consumption and false convenience that all too often many of us seem willing to accept. But there are alternatives. There are far cleaner and more community-oriented ways to meet our transport needs. Cycling is an obvious example. The Paris mobilizations are also an opportunity to show the world that alternatives already exist. This morning we spoke to Sama, who will be cycling from London to Paris with Time to Cycle, a network of cyclists mobilizing against climate change in Paris, before and beyond. She explained us why she's cycling to the COP, Time to Cycle's plans for their journey and in Paris, and how they are responding and preparing given the state of emergency declared in France. So joining me today in London this morning via Skype is Sama. Hello Sama, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. Good morning.
So you are one of the people that, despite the emergency situation declared in Paris after last week's tragic attacks, are still planning to get to Paris. And in your case, you are going to be cycling from the UK to the COP with a network of cyclists Time to Cycle. So Sama, tell me what Time to Cycle is and why you are cycling to Paris.
So Time to Cycle started off about just under a year ago, and it's a network of people who got together who wanted to be in Paris and wanted to get big numbers over there. And the reason for that is because the climate negotiations that are going to be happening are not going to be shown, not going to be going in a democratic way, but we still wanted to have civil society's voice heard, just like many other groups that are coming from around the world. And we want to go there to show solidarity with frontline communities that are already being affected by climate change, but also to show, to take action for the our own, for the safety of our own lives and the lives of those to come that would be affected by climate change. And the reason why we're cycling is that along the 5 days that will go between London and Paris, we're going to be doing trainings and skill shares along the way in order to learn more about what it is to take civil disobedience, but also really like building subgroups of people and groups of trust that these affinities won't be able to end once in Paris, because it's all about what happens beyond Paris and using it as a step to build a stronger global justice movement.
Okay. Well, before I ask you more about your plans during the ride and also in Paris and afterwards, obviously in everyone's minds at the moment are the Paris attacks and also the announcement by the French government that the state of emergency has been extended for 3 months and that the mobilizations planned for the climate march on November the 29th and also on December the 12th have been banned. So what is the reaction from Time to Cycle? How are you responding to this? How are your plans changing, if they are changing at all?
Yeah, I think it's a very good question and one that we're all asking. We met up yesterday and we put out a manifesto saying that we are still going to go to Paris. And of course, we're showing our sympathies to the friends and families of the victims of the attacks in Paris, as well as those who were victims from the attacks in Beirut, Palestine, Baghdad, Kenya, and all the other places around the world that are victim of terrorism. However, it's going to be, the challenge has grown bigger, and it's a challenge that we need to take on because we believe that climate change is the biggest threat to humanity at the moment, much bigger than terrorism. And we can't, a space has been created basically where either we can go with the shock doctrine effect where we're now going to lose our liberties and just follow our governments that will go to war, or we can use this space to unite ourselves even more than we had planned to, be more creative, be smarter about how we're going to go forward and take action for our freedoms and for the rights of nature.
Thank you. So also, I know that this bike train is not the only one. You are obviously cycling from the UK to London, but you are also part of this umbrella network called Paris Wheels. And so there's people coming from all around Europe. Are those rides still going ahead? And can you just explain a little bit where are they coming from?
Yeah, there are rides coming from around Europe, and actually still there are actually a few coming from around the world, from the two poles of the globe, from the States. But from what I've heard, they are carrying on. There have some that have already left, of course, because it takes them a long time to get there, not just 5 days. For example, one from Spain, they left Valencia in October. There's some people cycling from Scotland that have already left. And they're pedaling, man. They're not stopping.
Great. Oh, that's great to hear. Okay, so concentrating more on what your plans are. So you said that you want to use your journey to talk to people that you meet along the way and communities. So what specific activities have you planned and what do you hope to achieve with them?
So we've just put out a survey asking what people from the ride want to input, because we believe that it's not just about the few organisers to create this programme during the 5 days, and that there's so much knowledge to share, so much skills to share among the 125 cyclists that will be, that it seems ridiculous that it's just up to us to put on events. So far we're going to have morning meditation, we're going to have people who are going to do mediation and group dynamics work. We're going to have lots of info sharing about what's happening in Paris and updates of the negotiations every day, and updates from the mobilizations too. We're going to do activities that will help put people into what we call affinity groups, that are basically like friendship groups with who you want to create a positive impact. And you have similar characteristics on your mobility, on how arrestable you are, on how creative you are, on your age, or that, you know, you might want to have a variety of age within your group. And it's these characteristics that will help people form into groups of trust, basically. And I'm sure there's going to be loads more activities that will pop up in the next few days.
Great, sounds exciting. Busy days. So, are you hoping either Time to Cycle or Paris Wheels organize activities related to cycling in Paris? Is that something that has been planned?
I mean, this is the big question. There are some bike activities that are already planned with Vélo Roussillon, for example, which is a French cycling network. And on the 5th of December, there will be something called Vélo Roussillon Planétaire, where there will be a critical mass starting at La Bastille. And I know there's going to be a few other bike events, but now that the attacks have happened and that we're going to have to think more creatively about what we're going to do, and probably in a more decentralized way rather than regrouping en masse with all the initially planned mobilizations, this is when we're starting to rethink our strategies and probably going to have more biking events that are going to be beautiful to look at, that are going to be like showing messages and that aren't going to be confrontational in any way.
Okay, so if people were with a bike in Paris and wanted to know what's going to happen, how can they find out?
I think the veloroussion.org website is a really good one. We'll try and update our website too, timetocycle.org. And if people follow on the Facebook groups, there'll be lots of information there too.
Okay. Also, just in terms of the future, most people agree that the negotiations that will happen inside the conference center in Le Bourget won't be able to reach a legally binding agreement that is going to be strong enough to stop climate change in the time that we have. So, and I think for these reasons, many see Paris as a continuation of the climate movement, maybe as a catalyst to restart it and reinvigorate it, to keep acting during 2016 and beyond. And I was wondering whether Time to Cycle have plans for that.
I think you're totally right about Paris not being an end in itself, and we have no hope whatsoever in the negotiations. It's been 21 years that they've been negotiating, and CO2 emissions have only gone up by over 60%, which is really showing and proving that it's not working. And we've been following the negotiations that have been happening in smaller meetings by the parties along during this year. And it's clear as daylight that they will not come to an agreement necessary for a just and livable planet. So, and I think before we think about what's happening beyond Paris, we should think about what's happened before. And during this whole year, there's been so many people and movements that have got together, so many skills that have been shared, so many people who have started taking, standing up from their sofa and taking action. I know many people who didn't used to get involved or engaged in any kind of way, and Paris has really magnetized a lot of people together. It's already had a really positive effect. And as for Time to Cycle, well, first of all, it was created thanks to these negotiations in some kind of way. And it is planning on carrying on as a network of cyclists, of grassroots cyclists around the UK and connecting with others in 2016 and beyond. We haven't yet put plans down. We're going to take part in the march on the 29th of November. But we are thinking about ideas for the future.
Okay. So I guess maybe just the practical stuff a little bit. So how long is the cycle ride going to take? When are you leaving? And can people still join you?
Yes, so there's still just a few tickets left, which you can get on the website at timetocycle.org. And it's a 5-day cycle ride that leaves from London on the 6th of December. And the day before, we're going to have a welcome event with a film and with activities and with sign-ups and information sharing. And then we're going to go down to Brighton on the 6th and meet other people down there. And there's going to be a rally of speakers and a big meal. We're going to then, on the 7th, leave to New Haven to catch the boat and stay in New Haven overnight, and then leave the next day on the 8th to Rouen before we go on to Fréneuse, which is this little village just before Paris, where we'll reach it on the 10th of December.
Great. Okay. So if people basically want to join, just go to the website and then they can find the information there. Is that right?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. So before we finish, maybe on a personal level, are there any hopes that you have for Paris that you would like to share?
I feel that so many of my hopes have already come through without even getting there.
Okay.
I think having done the cycle ride already, I see how much it's changed just within me, like cycling day on for 5 days in amongst nature and with not too many cars. And I can only guess, but that the effect of it on 125 people cycling in subgroups together is just going to be incredibly positive. But hopes for Paris itself, well, the obvious
or beyond,
one is that,
beyond would be fine as well.
And beyond. So hopes for Paris is that there will be no aggressivity, and I don't think of this from the civil society. I think it would be more from the authorities, the French authorities. And I think we have to plan for that not to happen. I hope that we're just going to have a wicked time, basically. You know, activism is such a broad word that has to be part of our way of living for everybody. It's so necessary for simply living, for us to live, for everybody around us to live, and for the future generations to live. It's as important as breathing and drinking and eating. So, but activism also has to involve fun. So, yeah, I think my hope for Paris is that we'll all get together and have a really good time that will be politically engaging and impacting.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Sama. And yeah, good luck with the cycle. And I hope we may meet in Paris after your cycle ride and we can hear how it went. So yeah, good luck.
Thank you very much.